In our introduction, we raised the question, why isn't the first of the Dalet Kosos, the Koshal Kiddush, a problem of Chavilos Chavilos? Or alternatively, to formulate the question, isn't it paradoxical that the Chachamim would have established a Chiyuv of Dalet Kosos and organized the first Kos on the Koshal Kiddush, in which case we have two brachas that are chal on the same kos? We can really ask the same question about Birkas HaMazon. And all this, we based on the definition of Chavilos, the way the Rav understood it, as one Hefta being used twice for two different mitzvahs simultaneously. In the case of Kiddush, the Rav said that the Shtia is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Again, we have to discuss that at great length because that's a topic unto itself. It doesn't mean that each person has to drink the kos, like in the case of Dalet Kosos. And the Rav addresses that question in his Yartzeit Shia, but that's not for right now. In the case of Birkas HaMazon, likewise, the Cheftz of the kos is part and parcel of the bracha. And of course, in Dalet Kosos, that is the case. With regard to the second kos, or the fourth kos, namely Birkas Gal Yisrael on Magid, or Birkas HaHalel on the Shira, in those cases you could say that classical kosos shel bracha, and the Cheftz of the kos is not an integral part of the mitzvah sabracha, but not in the cases of kosos number one and kosos number three. There we have the paradox of chavilos. And we offered an answer to say that there's an overlap here between the two mitzvahs, because in the case of Leil HaSeder, the brachos of Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon are integrated into the very fabric and the kium of Sipur Yetzius Mitzrayim. However, we're going to approach this perhaps from another perspective. And the source for this is a tshuva in the Har Tzvi of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And in order to appreciate that tshuva, we begin by mentioning a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, the eighth parak of Masechet Shabbos, raises the following suffix. Ma'ol lotzeis b'yayin shel shvius. Can we use yayin shel shvius, yayin that has kedusha shvius, for the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? And the maskana of the Yerushalmi is Tani Rav Hoshaya Yotzin B'Yayin Shel Shvius. This is also a Yerushalmi in the 10th parak of Psachim, and also in the 3rd parak of Shkolim. Now, what exactly was the issue in the Yerushalmi? Why did the Yerushalmi think that perhaps Yayin Shel Shvius is unacceptable, it's disqualified for the Dalet Kosos? So here we have a number of different Perushim. We'll mention very quickly a few of them. Number one, we have one Pirush that we're talking about Shvius before Biur. And Shvius before Biur is a problem, perhaps, of Lachem, Chisor Lachem. This is the Korban Eidah here on the Yerushalmi. Because Shvius before Bir is Hefke Lakol. And the issue here is, do the Dalet Kosos require Lachem, like in the case of Matzah? Now again, we have to know about the status of Perush Shvius after someone was Zocha and it became his. Is there really a Chisaron of Lachem? But in any event, the one who really pounces upon the Korban Eidah is the Rashash. The Rashash in his Chidushim at the end of Pesachim says that, how can you tell me that Perosh Shvius are not called Lachem when the Pasuk says explicitly in Shvius, V'haisa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem? And for example, in Esrog we need Lachem, and the Mishnah says in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Tes that Lulav is Lokeach Lulav Mechaver B'Shvius. It's explicit that when you require Lachem, Shvius is okay. Again, it could be that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli on this point. And the question is whether Shvius is really Lachem. Maybe there's a mitzvah of eating it, but it's not really Lachem. That has to be taken under advisement. In any event, the Pnei Moshe has a different interpretation. And he says we're talking about Shvius li'achar habir. And that comes under the question of, and again, this Pnei Moshe is in Masechta Shabbos. And according to the Havamin of the Yerushalmi, then we have an issue about Isuri Hanoah, to use Isuri Hanoah for Dalet Kosos. And the Maskonas HaYerushalmi is that yes, we can use the Paris of Shvius Lachabir, the Isuri Hanoah, for the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos because of the principle of mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu. And the Taklin Chalitin, if I'm not mistaken, that's the same author as the Aruch HaShulchan, he says that even though we paskin mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, nevertheless, that's hard to say in a case where the gufa shel mitzvah, the mitzvah itself, is to be nena. The essence of the mitzvah of Derech Eirus is to enjoy the cups of wine. It's got to be shtiyos arevolov. And here, I don't know if we'd paskin mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, and that's a discussion at great length in the Ran, when there's Hanoah Saguf. The Ran is in Masechta Nedarim on Daf Tesvav Amid Beis. Now, the Pa'as HaShulchan, who was the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and wrote extensively on Zroim, so in Hilchos Shvius, he speaks about this Yerushalmi, the Sofkin Yerushalmi, and he speaks about the Gaon of Brody and Damravava, who says that based on the sheet of the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, that he considers an adding to the Minyan HaMitzvos of the Rambam, the Mitzaseh of Achilas Peros Shvius. That's Li'ochla, is not just an Isra Aseh, but it's also a Kiyum Aseh, according to the Ramban. Which means that you're being mekayim the mitzvah saseh of achilas perishmias, and at the same time, the mitzvah of shtias dalet kosos derecherus, and that indicates that we have a problem of chavilos. And therefore the question is, can you be yotze b'yayin shel shvius, the mitzvah dalet kosos? We have a principle of ein osin mitzvos chavilos. Now, we'll see in just a moment that the Pas HaShulchan, in the name of this Gaon, rejects this Pshat based on a Mishnah in Pesachim, on Daf Lamed Hei. But before we get to that, I just wanted to mention that within the context of Biur Shvius, we have a principle that Biur Shvius is Liacha Biur Anim Ochlinoson Velo Ashirim. That the Anim are allowed to eat the Peris of Shvius Liacha Biur. And the question is, if this Yayin is only fit, is only permissible for the Anim, what is the status of such yayin vis-a-vis the mitzvah of dalad kosos? This becomes a specific issue because of the nature of dalad kosos. The shtia is derech cherus, and to say that a wine that can only be enjoyed by aniyim, according to the halacha, is derech cherus, that's an interesting question. In any event, it could also be, and this is the interpretation of the Or Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Tes Halacha Dalet, that the Safek in Yishalmi revolves around Kiddush and only Kiddush. And this is based on the Torah's Kodim in Parshas Bahar. The Sifra in Parshas Bahar establishes that the Yayin of Shvius cannot be used for Niske Hayayin. That's apparently based on the fact that Nisachim is Ibud, it's not Shtia. The Yayin will not be drunk and enjoyed, it will be poured on the Mizbeach. And the halacha is that any Yayin that's not Roy L'Naseach Al Gabi Mizbeach, that's a Gemara Baba Basra Daf Tzadi Zayin, is not fit, does not qualify for Kiddush. Kiddush has to be Yayin HaRoy L'Nisuch Al Gabi Mizbeach, and Yayin Shal Shvius is possible in the Sochim. However, many disagree with this because, as the Or Sameach points out, the psul of Yayin Sheino Roy L'Naseach Al Gabi Mizbeach is because of the grace of the Yayin. There's something spoiled about the wine, but that shouldn't apply to Yayin Shel Shvius. In any event, getting back to the Pasa Shulchan, quoting the Gaon, he says that the Mishnah in Psachim establishes that Kohanim can fulfill their mitzvah of matzah with matnas kahuna, like challah and truma, and there we don't say that it is a problem of chavilos. So why should yayin shel shvius, according to the Ramban, that there's a mitzvah of shtia in shvius, why should that be any different than challah and truma? Just like in shvius there's a mitzvah of shtia, so to in challah and truma there's a mitzvah of achila. And therefore, why not say that he's doing two mitzvahs with one chefza? And that itself is an interesting question, especially in the light of the Rav's definition that chavilos means using one chefza for two different mitzvahs. Then challah and truma are obviously a different mitzvah than matzah, and you're being yotzei two mitzvahs with one chefza. I'm not sure if the mitzvah of achilas challah and truma is a din in the maisa achila. In matzah, the mitzvah is the maisa achila. In challah and truma, I don't know if it's the maisa mitzvah of achila. If the maisa mitzvah is achila, I mean, is there a din of kizayis in challah and truma? That has to be taken under advisement. Perhaps we'll be able to come back to that a little bit later on. In any event, he has here a Tosus in Shabbos about Ein Sorfin Truma Tmeya B'Yontif. Even though there's a Tzorch Ochol Nefesh, by burning the Truma Tmeya, you can use it as fuel, but nevertheless, the Achilas Adam is B'Tela L'Gabi Achilas Gavoa. meaning the dimension of achilas adam vochal nefesh, the Torah was matir malach vochal nefesh for the hanos adam, that action is not defined as an action for the sake of hanos adam, which would qualify it as ochal nefesh, but rather the action of sreifas truma, insofar as it's a mitzvah of achilas gavoa, so to speak. It's a kiyum in the cheftzul l'shem gavoa, that overwhelms, so to speak, or overshadows the element here of achilas adam, and it's mafkia the shem ochal nefesh in the sreif of the truma. And he wants to suggest that perhaps the Yushalmi, with regard to Perishvius, has the same concept, that insofar as the achilas Perishvius, or the shtia, in the case of Yayin Shel Shvius, is done for the sake of Gavoa, meaning the Tzarech Mitzvah, then the Hanoas HaAdam, Hanoas HaGuf, becomes overshadowed, it loses its significance in the light of the Hanoah, in the light of the Tzarech Gavoa here, the Tzarech Gavoa, Tzarech Mitzvah, of kilui perosh shvius bekedushasam, that in a sense overshadows the hanas ha'adam, and we apply this principle that achilus adam betelu legabi achilus kavah. You cannot say that he's nene. You know, it's these two kavanos. You know, in the shtia, that it's both a kium of shvius, and at the same time it's a kium of derecherus, of enjoying the shtia. Those two are mutually exclusive. That was the havamina of the Yushalmi. Now, I mentioned before that there's a tshuva here, the Har Tzvi, and he says that he doesn't believe that, according to the Shittas Ramban, that Perishvius has a mitzvah achila, that the hanos achila should be betela legabe a mitzvah. In the case of the mitzvah of achilas perashvius, that mitzvah would not overshadow the hanas achila of the adam. And basically, the Torah is telling you that you should be mekayim the mitzvah achila. It's all the same. It's whether it's achila for the sake of shvius, achila for the sake of a derecherus, that's not mutually exclusive. That's the understanding of the Har Tzvi. And what's more important for us is that the Har Tzvi wants to suggest that why was it poshut to the Gemara that a kohen could be yotze his mitzvah of matzah with truma, with challah, and he says the following, based on a brisa masechta krisus, adav zayin, kohen shesach b'sheven shel truma, ben bito yisrael misagel bo v'yenu choshesh, the yisod there is that truma and its kedusha only exists until the time that he's fulfilling his nitan, until he uses the truma for the achila, the shsiyah, in this case of sicha, once is a kiyum mitzvaso, then the kedushas truma is completely null and void. And that's why ben bito misagilbo, ben bito is of course his grandson through his daughter, who's not a Kohen, is allowed to enjoy the Shemen Shel Truma after the Sicha, because of Nasi's Mitzvaso. He quotes also Gemara Yuma, Zar Shebola, Shezifin Shel Truma, Vikiyam V'ochlen Acharishon, is he pays Keren V'chomesh. Sheni Eina Mishalim Keren V'chomesh. El Dmei Eitzim Bilvad L'rishon. Now, what happened over here? There's a hafkas kedushas truma, the truma becomes mechuleles, and that's mafkir the Yisur Zorus, And why is that? Because the first one, the first Zahar, was Bolea, these Shazifin Shel Truma. Then he regurgitates them, he vomits them forth, and the second one eats these Shazifin Shel Truma. And although the Rishon is Chayev, the Sheni doesn't pay except for what's called Tmei Eitzim. Without getting into the details of Tmei Eitzim, the basic principle here is that with the Blia, with the swallowing of the Truma on the part of the Rishon, there is a Chilul of Kedushas Truma. Now, the fact that Blia in Truma would be Mafkia and be Machal the Kedushas Truma, that's very significant. Because in general, when we talk about Achila, we divide Achila into two parts. There's the earlier part and the later part. This is a Sugyan Chulin Adaf Kuf Gimel and Beis, a very fundamental Sugyan Isure Achila. At what point, at what stage, does one, Chas V'Shalom, violate the Isra Achila and Machol Sassus, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Because there are two stages. There's Hanos Grono, that's the actual swallowing of the nevela or whatever he's eating. And then there's a later stage, which is Hanos Meov, when he feels satiated, it goes down to the stomach. And the nafkamin is going to be if, let's say, he regurgitates it. Now, in the case of a mitzvah sachila, for example, we could talk about matzah, we could talk about truma, etc., etc., is the same machlokus applicable? Hanos grono versus hanos meyov. For example, the Ponim Meiros is of the opinion with regard to Birkas HaMazon, to Bracha Achrona, that it all depends upon hanos meyov. And he's medayik from the Rosh in Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Dalid, that the mitzvah requires Hanos Meyov. And the same thing applies to Matzah, so that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds in Macholas Asuris, all you need is Hanos Grono, but in mitzvahs, when the Torah commands us to do a mitzvah, we can fulfill that mitzvah only with Hanos Meyov, Achila B'Meyov. And therefore, we paskin that as far as brachas is concerned, a person who swallows something and regurgitates it doesn't need a bracha achron, because that's not considered an achila as far as mitzvahs are concerned, to generate a mitzvah, a tekiyah mitzvah in the case of matzah, you need hanas grono. Also, the Levush in Arachayim Siman Tov Ayin Hey formulates a chiddush that achilas matzah, even though it's Zecher, Legu'ula, and Cherus, nevertheless the Iker Achiloso has to be Le Sova, Le Male Eskreso Kshurov, Kshuraev. Meaning that Achilas Matzah requires Hanos Be'ayim, and Hanos Grono is not sufficient, as it would be, and it would constitute and generate an Iser Achila and Machol Sasuris. So now let's compare what we have here. As far as the Achila of Matz is concerned, we need Hanos Meov, based on all the Makoros that we brought. As far as Truma is concerned, the Sugin Yuma, all you need is Blia. Blia itself is Machal the Kedushas Truma, because that's the kiyum mitzvaso. We said that whenever there's a kiyum mitzvaso, like the case of Kohen Shesach B'Shem and Shel Truma, the kiyum mitzvaso is mafkiyas machal the truma. And that's chal with blia, even without hanos me'ayim. So therefore, when you eat truma for matzah, or matzah of truma, then says the Hartzvi, you're not makayim both mitzvahs simultaneously, because the mitzvah of Achilas Truma is complete insofar as that's the key of mitzvaso with Hanos Grono, but yet in the case of Matzah we require hanoas meyor. So the kiyum of truma comes earlier, prior to the kiyum of achilas matzah. There's no simultaneity in the two kiyumim. And he says, therefore, the Gemara assumes in Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey, without a shadow of a doubt, that the Kohen can be Yotze is mitzvah of matzah with matzah shel truma, matzah shel challah. Because once again, the mitzvah of truma is fulfilled with hanoas grono, whereas the mitzvah of matzah requires hanoas me'ayim. It's got to be lesova. And that's not considered chavilus chavilus. Again, according to the Rav, we're not really talking about simultaneity here in the Maisa Mitzvah. We're talking about using one cheftza for two kiyumim, two mitzvahs. So even if these mitzvahs are not fulfilled exactly at the same time, whether it's grono or meyav, it's still the same cheftza shel mitzvah. In any event, getting back to the Har Tzvi, that was a side comment, that the Har Tzvi certainly didn't understand Chavilus Chavilus the way the Rav did. He says that in the case of Yayin Shel Shviyas, he says that both mitzvahs take place simultaneously, because the kiyum of Yayin Shel Shviyas, according to the Ramban's Chiddush of Achil and Shasiya in Shviyas, is the universal definition. The universal definition of Achil and Shasiya applies to Yayin Shel Shviyas as well, according to the Ramban, and that is Hanos Grono. And so too, in the case of Dalet Kosos, so both mitzvahs are simultaneous, and therefore the Yushalmi is justified in raising the question of, can you fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos with Yayin Shel Shviyas? And that's all we get from this Har Tzvi. He doesn't theorize, he doesn't give us the next step. So why does the Yushalmi conclude l'maskana that there is no problem? And Toni Rav Oshia Yotzim b'Yayin Shel Shviyas. Now, if you take a look in the Sefer Ratz Kitzvi by Rav Tzvi Reisman, he says the following: that the Chassam Sofer, in the name of his father, the Chassam Sofer Nor Chaim Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, claims that there is a fundamental difference between Achila and Shasiya, the machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Chulin Kuf Gimel, about Hanos Grono versus Hanos Meiv, only applies to Achila. But when it comes to Mashkim, to Shasiya, everybody agrees that the Machayev is Hanos Grono. And this is based on a sugya in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Tesum in Beis. Omer of Papa Shmamina, Kisaveh Inish Chamra, is Migrone Sava. Rashi speaks about the drinking and the Hanos Garon. And that shtia is the hanoa of shtia, the hanoas grono. And he brings a number of proofs for this, that the hanoa in shtia is hanoas grono. And therefore there's a fundamental difference between the kiyum mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, which would be begrono, as opposed to the kiyum mitzvah of achilas peres shviyas, or shtias yayin shel shviyas, which was b'me'ayin. The kiyum of Dalet Kosos is begrono, based on the Chassam Sofer, that in the case of Mashkin, everybody agrees that hanos grono is the primary hanos shtia. However, with regard to achilas peres shviyas, there the mitzvah is not the shtia per se of peres shviyas, but rather that the pre should be nechal, or shall we say not ye'ochlu, but yishasu. That means kiliya peres b'kedusha shviyas. And that depends upon hanos me'ayim, not on hanos grono. Now I'm not sure if here too he is distinguishing between achila and shasiya, or he's saying something about Kiddushas Perishvias. If he's saying something about Kiddushas Perishvias, I'm not sure why you can't apply that same logic to Truma and say that in the case of Truma, the Hafkas Kiddushas Truma would depend upon Hanas Me'ayim. Because after all, the premise of the Har Tzvi, based on that Sugya Yuma with regard to Zar Shalchal Truma, that all you need is Hanas Grono, and that's enough to be Mafkir the Kedushas Truma, why not apply the same thing and the same yardstick with regard to Achilas Perishvias? Unless he's distinguishing again between Achil and Shasiyah, but that's not what he says over here. He says, Mashenkim Achilas Perishvias Ushtias Yayin Shal Shvias. He goes on to say the mitzvah is Toli and Kiliya Peres in Afkas Kedusha, and that depends upon Hanos Me'ayim and not on Hanos Grono. So the Kiyum of Mitzvah Dalet Kosos is clinched with Hanos Grono, based on the Chassam Sofer, universal Shtiyah, whereas the Kiyum of Achilas, or in this case Shtiyah Siyayin Shel Shviyas, depends upon Hanos Me'ayim. I would question two of the premises in both directions. Number one, the premise that that Shtiyas Yain Shel Shviyas, like Achilas Peres Shel Shviyas, is engendered by Me'ov. I don't see why it should be different than Kedushas Truma. But also there's a din of Nechal and the Chefetz Shel Truma. And as the Har Tzvi proves from the Sugya Yuma, that Kiyum is clinched with Grono, with Blia, and there's no need for Me'ayim. And I would even question his other premise as far as the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalet Kosos. I'm not sure if Grono would be sufficient, even if you accept the Ksav Sofer that the universal definition of Shtiyah, even according to Rabbi Yochanan and Chulin, is Hanas Grono. I'm not sure if that applies to Dalet Kosos. Just like we said in Matzah, there's a halacha of Tam Matzah. I would think that in the Hanah of Shtiyah, of Dalet Kosos, you would need the Hanah of Me'ayim. You know, it's not enough just to roll it around your mouth and swallow it. It's that you feel a sense of Cheres because you have the Yayin in your stomach. And anyway, you can argue in both directions as far as that's concerned. But now at this point, the Ratz Kitzvi quotes in Avudraham and Hilchas Pesach the famous question: why there's no bracha of Dalet Shekin Shad Vitzosav Vitzivano on Lishtos Dalet Kosos like there is on Marar? And the answer of the Avudraham, he gives many answers, but one answer is because he's already Hechivarch Lishtos Dalet Kosar Yesh Kos Shel Kiddushu Mitzuvah Bo V'Omed. And the Ratz Kitzvi assumes that the Avodraham's answer is based on the principle of Chavilos, Chavilos. In other words, if you make a bracha, Asher Kitzonim Etzosav Etzivanu, Lishtos Dalet Kosos, then he's already made a bracha on Kiddush, right? Because Kiddush is the bracha on the Kos Rishona, then he's in a sense imposing two mitzvahs on the first kos. And that's chavilos chavilos. That's what the Avodah means by mitzvah bo viome. That he's already got a mitzvah on the first kos, so how can he make a bracha in addition? Honestly, I'm not convinced that the Avodah's answer is based on the principle of chavilos. I think he's basing himself on the dinim, the regulations that govern nusach habracha. They ought to say Hashem Kedushanu Mitzvosav Vitzivanu when he's mitzuva b'toras the mitzvah of kiddush. I mean, it's a little bit mechzei kishikra. He's already mitzuva bo. That's why the Avodah goes ahead and answers. Well, he asks the next question: why can't he recite a bracha on the next three kosos Hashem Kedushanu Mitzvosav? And he says, well, no, he's obligated in four kosos and not in three kosos. In other words, the Avadram is working very hard here, overtime, to try to come up with an appropriate Nusach HaBracha of Birchas HaMitzvah for Shtias Dalet Kosos. And he's caught between a rock and a hard place. To say that he has to drink four Kosos, well, that means that I have to drink four Kosos because of the Mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. That's not true. And to say I have to drink Gimel Kosos, that's also not true because the Mitzvah is to drink four Kosos. But in any event, if the Avadram indeed is bothered by the question of Chavilos, and that's what knocks off the Bracha, then of course he shouldn't have asked the question on the Bracha, he should have asked a more fundamental question, and that is about the Shtir, that he's doing two mitzvahs on one Kos. And that would be a violation of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. So in this Tshuva, Rav Reisman suggests, based on the Magen Avraham, that Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos only applies to two mitzvahs which are a chova. This is the Magen Avraham at the end of Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, most likely based on Rashi's understanding of Chavilos, that to do two mitzvahs simultaneously looks like you're pottering it up. It's Memayr Lifrok Maso, Me'olav Maso. That applies to the Chova. If there's a Chova, then you could say, well, he's trying to rush up his Chova, but doesn't apply in the case of Rishus. I mean, if it's the understanding of Tosfos in Moed Katan, Chesam and Beis, that Kedeshe Libo Poni LeMitzvah Achas, it wouldn't make any difference whether it's this mitzvah, that mitzvah, Chova or Rishus. And now he wants to suggest, based on this Magen Avraham, that as far as Kiddush is concerned, there's no chiyuv of drinking the wine. And he can give the wine to any one of the members of his household, the shomim, and they can drink the wine. Ayin, or Chaim Simon Reish, Ayin Alf, the dinim of Kiddush. And therefore, since there's no chovas gavra to drink the yayin, the chiyuv is that the yayin be drunk by somebody. Therefore, you have two mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah of dalet kosos, which is a chiyuv, and the mitzvah of kiddush, where the shtia is a rishus. So we could apply the principle of the Magen Avraham. However, this obviously is antithetical to the Rav, because, and I'm a little bit surprised here that he doesn't mention the Rav, according to Rav Soloveitchik, the shtia itself is an integral part of the mitzvah of dalit, of kiddush. That's why the Rav assumes that there's chavilus in kiddush and birkas hamazon, because the kos itself is a heftsha mitzvah insofar as it has to, and it requires shtia. However, perhaps the Rav would agree that it's not a chovas gavra that the shosa, that the mekadesh himself has to drink. Although the Rav does mention the shitas hagaonim, this here is on Amud Kuf Yudalad in the second volume of Shirim Zeich Avamori, and the gaonim shita is that the Mekadesh himself has to drink Mole Lugma from the coast of Kiddush. And the fact that one of the Mesubim drinks that shear is not enough. The Tur quotes the Gaonim, and the Mechaber is Machria like the Gaonim La'alocha. This doesn't apply to other coasts of Shel Bracha, where you can give it to a Yanuka. For example, the coast of Shechianu. But it seems that the din of Kiddush requires a shasia. Now, there's a long discussion about this in and of itself, but here, the Ratz Kitzvi is assuming that as far as Kiddush is concerned, there's no chiyuv shtia. Again, as we said, that doesn't work out according to the Gaonim. But if you accept that there's no chiyuv shtia, then there's a fundamental difference between dalet kosos and kiddush. Dalet kosos requires shtia; it's an absolute chova; it's an obligation. Whereas kiddush is only a voluntary shtia, and therefore the principle of chavilus doesn't apply. Again, what the Avadran means then in his question, that has to be understood. Now, as far as Yayin Shel Shvius is concerned, for Dalet Kosos, why is there no chavilus chavilos? So the premise was that with regard to Shtias Dalet Kosos, the universal principle of Hanas Grono is sufficient, that was the Ksav Sofer, the name of his father, whereas Shvius requires Ye Ochel or Ye Yishasa, and that depends upon Hanas Me'ayim. The same logic could apply with regard to Shvius and Kiddush. I'm sorry, the same logic could apply to Kiddush and Dalet Kosos, that with regard to the mitzvah of Shtias Dalet Kosos, the universal rule except so far that Anas Grono is sufficient would apply to Dalet Kosos as well. However, with regard to Kiddush, here we need Hanas Me'ayim. And the reason for that is because since the halach is Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda, which means that Kiddush is part of the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos, the Rashbam in Pesachim Daf Kuf Amid Beis says Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda Dechsiv Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg B'Makom Shata Kore L'Shabbos Oneg Klomar Kriya De Kiddush Sham Tehei Oneg. So we see that the din of Kiddush and Yayin is Oneg. And Oneg depends upon Hanas Me'ayim. Again, he's not willing to say that Dalet Kosos depends, is also a kind of an Oneg and a Derech Cheirus, where Oneg requires Hanas Me'ayim. No. The universal standard and requirement of Shesia, that's our definition, what constitutes Shtia in general, which we saw from the Ksav Sofer's Hanas Grono applies to Dalet Kosos as well, but in Kiddush there's a separate din of Hanas Me'ayim insofar as it's a kiyum of Oneg, and Oneg depends upon Hanas Me'ayim. Therefore there's no simultaneity in Kiddush and Dalet Kosos, because the Kiddush, well, let's start with the Dalet Kosos. The Dalet Kosos he fulfills already with the Hanas Grono, whereas the mitzvah of Kiddush he doesn't fulfill until Hanas Me'ayim. Again, it's hard to believe that the Heftz of the Kos is not being used for both mitzvahs. It's even hard to believe that the Maisa mitzvah of Shtia in terms of the Kiyum of Kiddush is not complete and takes you from the beginning to the end. And even Hanas Grono as a first stage is part and parcel of the Maisa mitzvah, so there is simultaneity. Maybe the Kiyuma mitzvah depends upon Hanas Me'ayim, according to this thesis, but there already is simultaneity in the Maisa mitzvah. So using a Maisa mitzvah, which simultaneously has both mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Shtias Dalet Kosos and the mitzvah of Kiddush as well. As far as the mitzvah of Kiddush, for example, I wonder if you had an intravenous feeding, if that would be okay for Hanas Me'ayim, if he feels svia, but he didn't take it down his throat. In other words, the Hanas Grono is an integral part that ultimately culminates with Hanas Me'ayim. And in the first pshat that he said that the shtia of Kiddush is only a shtia of reshus, there's no chovas gavra in shesia, just that the kos has to be drunk. It's a din in the heftz of the kosha tishasei, and based on the Magen Avraham, there's no chavilos. Then we can certainly apply the principle that he applied to peros shvius, that the mitzvah is me'ov, because the definition of the mitzvah of shesia in mashkin shel shvius is sheyishasu. If that definition and that yardstick could be applied to Kiddush, then once again we would need Hanas Me'ayim. So the Heftza is already Kilui, it's like a Kilui Heftza. Although again, I would think that there might be a fundamental difference in Shvius. Kilui Heftza means literally Kilui Heftza. In the case of Shtias Yayin for Kiddush, I wouldn't call it Kilui Heftza. even if you want to say that the kosh tishase means that somebody has to do a shasiya, not the mekadesh, but that the kosh should have a shtiya to it, to relate and link up the kiddush and the bracha to the kosh itself. But again, as we said at the outset, perhaps there's no problem of chavilos in the case of yayin shel kiddush and yayin shel kos rishona, because in the kiddush itself, that bracha and the recitation of that bracha is a kiyum mesipritis mitzrayim, and therefore that undermines and neutralizes the principle of chavilos, meaning there are two kiyumim in kiddush. There's the kiyum of kiddush sayom, of Zohar es Yom Hazeh Lekadsho, which applies universally all Shabbos, all Yomim Tovim. But here, there's also a separate kiyum in the Kiddush itself. Rav Sanjigon has his own special Nusach HaKiddush for Leil HaPesach, insofar as the recitation of Kiddush is a kiyum of Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim, of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. So on the one end, you know, you have an overlap that's coincidental, if you will, between Zohar and Derech Erus. On the other hand, you have a very integral integration here, what the Rogatchover would call Harkava Mizgit, of two mitzvahs that really form one whole, one kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And perhaps we could explain, therefore, the suffix of Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi vacillates about the possibility of Yayin Shel Shvius and Dalit Kosos, because there we have a Harkava Shechinit, and just a coincidental overlap of two mitzvahs, and therefore it's Chavilos Chavilos. And the Maskana is, the way the Har Tzvi understands it, that with regard to Shvius, like we saw in Truma and Chala, Blia, even without Hanos Meov, is enough for Kili Acheft, it's Machal the Kedusha, whereas Dalit Kosos requires a full Oneg, a full Hano, which means Hanos Meov, and there's no Bevasachas. Perhaps that's the maskona as far as chavilos are concerned. And we mentioned earlier, and we spoke about the Orsameach, that there may be a problem in Yayin Shel Shvius, that it's not Roy Lenaseach Lenisach Al Gabi Mizbeach, and that would postulate for Kiddush, the first of the Dalit Kosos. And that would mean that Yayin Shel Kanditon, Yayin Sheish Bo Dvash, wine that has an added mixture of sugar, which is possible in Nisach Al Gav Mizbeach, would also be possible for the first kos of Dalit Kosos. Even though one could argue that the psul here of Eino Roy LeNisach has nothing to do with Dalit Kosos, the Rama paskins explicitly that you could be Yotzi Dalit Kosos with wines that have sugar in them, Dvash. So you don't require a Roy LeNisach, but since as far as the mitzvah of Kiddush is concerned, therefore you're not Yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush, you're not with Yayin Shel Shvius, Yayin Shel Dvash, therefore you're not Yotze even the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos, because that's the way Chazal established the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos, that the first kos should be a kosher kiddush, and it's not a kosher kiddush. In any event, in our approach, the Yerushalmi was vacillating back and forth, not because of Yayin Shel Kiddush and Nisuch, but rather because of the question of Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Does that set up a second mitzvah? And insofar as Yayin Shel Kiddush has two dimensions to it, it's Zohar as a kiyum, and at the same time it's a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, how do we view that in Chavilos? Do we see it as a problem, and therefore we should require The Yerushalmi, keep in mind, is talking about Yayin Shel Shviyus. So the Kiyum of Yayin Shel Shviyus actually has no Arkava, Mizgit element, doesn't overlap with Tzipritis Mitzrayim. So we've actually created our own Yerushalmi, and that is whether or not there's a problem of Chavilos in terms of Kiddush. You know, can we use Yayin Shel Kiddush for the first of the Dalet Kosos? That would be a possible Safek. And the answer is no, that's not a problem at all, because there is this overlap. All because, as we said before, there's a lack of simultaneity. There's also a Tosus in Brachas on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis that raises the problem of Kisha'achas min ha-brachas hi-birchas ha-nenim. Is there a problem of chavilos if one of the two brachas is a birchas ha-nenim? Should we say that we don't make two brachas on one, on Dover Echad? And therefore, in the case of Leil HaSeder, when he recites both the bracha of Hamotzi Lech Min Haaretz and the bracha of Achilas Matzah on the Matzah, one bracha should be on the Shlema and one on the Prusa. The Hamotzi should be on a Shlema for Lech Mishnah, and the bracha of Achilas Matzah on the Prusa for Lechem Oni, Darko Shaloni B'Prusa. And that undermines the possibility of chavilos, if you assume, again, that even if one of the brachos is a birchas hanenim, in this case hamotzi, and the other is a birchas hamitzvah, there's a problem of chavilos. But most Rishonim disagree. They're of the opinion that in birchas hanenim we don't have this din of chavilos, and therefore you can make a bracha of Bori Pri HaGefen and Kiddush on the same cost. There's no issue. And if somebody doesn't have Shai Yerokos for Tibul Rishon, for Karpas, all he has is Chasa, all he has is Chazeres, he'll make a Bor Pri Adoma and an Alachilus Moror on that same first Moror, and that's not called Chavilus. Because once again, I would say that according to the Rav, the two brachas are made Bazecher Zeh, and there's no one single Cheftza Shel Mitzvah here, insofar as the Birchas HaNenim is just a bracha that's related to the Cheftza. The Cheftza is not integrated into the fabric of the mitzvah itself. Okay, we'll stop here, and I want to wish everyone a wonderful Seder and a wonderful Yontif.